Before I start my short message, I would like to refresh our memory on the previous two messages that I had on discipleship. The first message that I had, and this is for the youth, so I would love for them to pay attention to me. Your love for God should be so strong, so intense, that all other loves would be like hatred in comparison. These are the definition of a true disciple. A true disciple wants to live life to its fullest, but before that they need to deny themselves and put Christ first. Yes. And thirdly, a true disciple always counts the cost to follow Jesus. And everything they do, they count the cost. The second message was the demand of a discipleship. To be a serious disciple of Jesus, I must gird myself and become a servant to others because my master did. That's what Jesus did. So the three A's that I mentioned last time is a disciple's heart has awareness, a disciple's heart has activity, and a disciple's heart has aim. And the third message and the final message for the youth on discipleship is that a true disciple is always yoked with Christ. Before we find out what that means to be yoked with Christ, I put the definition from the dictionary, yoke, a device for joining together a pair of draft animals, especially oxen, usually consisting of a cross piece with two bow-shaped pieces, each enclosing the head of an animal. So now that we find out what yoke is, let's find out what the Bible says about yoke, to be yoked with Jesus. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. So Paul is telling the Corinthians, which were so deep in their paganism, and their cities were filled with pagan temples, that they should not be unequally yoked with those that practice paganism or any other works of darkness. They were to avoid unbelievers. They were to avoid anything that was unrighteous, anything that was dark, Belial, infidels, and idols. And for those of you that do not know who Belial is, Belial, and I got this from also the internet, from a Hebrew word that was formed from the combination of two other Hebrew words, pronounced Bele, meaning failure, and Yal, meaning to be valuable, was a term of scorn, meaning to waste one's worth. The word is used in the Old Testament to describe people who were rebellious and lawless. In the New Testament, it is used only once, and it's for Satan. So long story short, you're either yoked with Christ or you're either with Satan. If we can have the youth open their Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. There's three verses that you guys need to follow. 11, verse 28 through 30. To be yoked with Christ, you must form a partnership. Verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Veniți la mine toți cei trudiți și povărați, și eu vă voi da odihnă. The invitation into partnership, come to me, says Jesus. We partner with the inexhaustible one who knows our hurts, our pain, and our failures. We are to be yoked to Jesus, not an organization or a denomination or a church. Jesus only. It is not an invitation of bondage, but one to liberty, meaning having control of your actions. You are not forced to be yoked to Christ, but He gives you the freedom to choose so. The second command we find, so there's three commands. This is the second one is to take. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Luați jugul meu asupra voastră și învățați de la mine, căci eu sunt blând și smerit cu inima, și veți găsi odihnă pentru sufletele voastre. The purpose of the yoke is to take. It's like an empty ship. It's not a loaded one. It's blown ashore in a storm. When you are yoked to Jesus, you are anchored to the one who cannot be blown and tossed by storms and demands of life. To be yoked with Jesus requires submission and surrender. adică renunță de la renunțare de la sine. The third command we find is learn. And what do we learn? Jesus tells us that he's gentle and lowly in heart. Eu sunt blând și smerit cu inima. The power of the yoke is to learn. We learn to lift and pull in partnership with Jesus. We learn the importance of being on a team, to be on a winning team. And we learn the supernatural power of synergy. And synergy is two or more things functioning together. For those who don't know, the youth, synergy is two or more things functioning together to produce a result, something you cannot do by yourself. So anything that you cannot do by yourself. Like we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tatăl, Fiul și Duhul Sfânt. All these things work together. And there's no joy like being in yoke with Jesus. There's no other joy like being in yoke with Jesus. And to summarize tonight's lesson, a true disciple is always yoked with Christ. In order to be yoked with Christ, you guys need to remember these three. You need to come to Him. In order to be yoked with Christ, you need to take His yoke upon you. And in order to be yoked with Christ, you need to learn from Him. And tonight I pray that our youth will stay firm in their partnership with Christ. And when problems arrive, they will understand that with Jesus is the only solution, the only way where we can find rest. Amen. I